but here and there, on the tops of high rocks, they saw the castles of the Aegeans, and those they did not attack, for they feared the metal swords and the spears of the Aegean soldiers, and knew that they could not hope to defeat them with their clumsy stone axes. For many centuries they continued to wander from valley to valley, and from mountainside to mountainside. Then the whole of the land had been occupied, and the migration had come to an end. That moment was the beginning of Greek civilization. The Greek farmer, living within sight of the Aegean colonies, was finally driven by curiosity to visit his haughty neighbors. He discovered that he could learn many useful things from the men who dwelt behind the high stone walls of Mycenae and Tiryns. He was a clever pupil. Within a short time he mastered the art of handling those strange iron weapons which the Aegeans had brought from Babylon and from Thebes. He came to understand the mysteries of navigation. He began to build little boats for his own use. And when he had learned everything the Aegeans could teach him, he turned upon his teachers and drove them back to their islands. Soon afterwards he ventured forth upon the sea, and conquered all the cities of the Aegean. Finally, in the 15th century before our era, he plundered and ravaged Cnossus, and 10 centuries after their first appearance upon the scene, the Hellenes were the undisputed rulers of Greece, of the Aegean, and of the coastal regions of Asia Minor. Troy, the last great commercial stronghold of the older civilization, was destroyed in the 11th century BC. European history was to begin in all seriousness.